Residents in Olean will become accustomed to the sounds of road construction over the next 2 years as the city's main thoroughfare, North Union Street, undergoes a major reconstruction. The $9 million project will undoubtedly impact the street's restaurants and retail businesses as crews dig and alter the streetscape of what is now a four-lane road that carries the traffic of State Route 16 through Olean. While some merchants brace for the inevitable inconvenience, one city mainstay, Bradner's Galleries, is not waiting. Bradner's is closing after more than 100 years in the city of Olean. John Anderson of Nashville was among those contracted by Bradner's to conduct a liquidation, rather than grind through another couple of summers of construction.
Exactly. Well, actually, I heard it from the owner. You know, that was another reason why he brought us in to go ahead and close his store, was because he didn't want to stick around and go through that, obviously.
Some in Olean say that Bradner's would have closed in the coming years even without the construction. It's one of many opinions shared during a recent visit to Olean to discuss the North Union Street project, an emotional community issue that many business people would discuss, though some declined to record those opinions for the story.
At first I was sad because old things going to me are sad.
At the paper factory on North Union Street, Sherry was more than willing to share her thoughts.
But I'm hoping that this will renew everything and make it pretty again. Because if you do look up our street from that way or that way, there's not a lot of pretty things about it. So I'm hoping that it'll revamp everything and make it all.
Sherry said that she grew to embrace the reconstruction project after attending a series of public meetings. According to Sherry, the meetings weren't well attended, but that didn't stop negative opinions from spreading throughout the community. Larry Sorokas, the president and CEO of the Olean Chamber of Commerce, has heard the stories and opinions, many of which surround the addition of four roundabouts to Union Street and the potential adverse impact on Dresser Rand, one of the city's key employers.
There's been a story out there that their trailers are not going to be able to maneuver through this, when in fact they have been at the table since day one, ensuring that they will indeed be able to maneuver just fine, and they are 100% supportive.
When it comes to roundabouts, Olean is not alone in dealing with negative public responses. In fact, Olean planners have reached out to some in the village of Hamburg, where roundabouts were added during their recent makeover.
Laura? How are you?
Laura Palisano-Hackathorn is a Hamburg Village trustee and proprietor of the boutique What a Woman Wants. As word spread that roundabouts were coming to the village, public opposition was fierce.
There are even political sign types made up, but it said no roundabouts in red. And they were stuck in lawns, you know, people voicing their displeasure about roundabouts. And I would get stopped in the street. And people would tell me, we don't want roundabouts.
Critics were quick to predict the roundabouts would produce a traffic nightmare, something Hackathorn says has not happened. Village business owners worried about their customers as they struggled with a lengthy reconstruction. Hackathorn says communication and a business community that helped its own helped to quell those worries.
Did anybody fail?
We are very, very lucky and proud to say that not one business closed due to reconstruction.
Olean businesses hope for the same, but the city of Olean is not the village of Hamburg. While North Union Street still retains some impressive heritage architecture, the street is also home to an ill-fitting mall and several national chain stores. Some storefronts sit vacant. Still, the $9 million upgrade will improve an aging infrastructure. One utility worker said crews recently replaced a 140-year-old gas line in one of Olean's neighborhoods. And new sidewalks and roundabouts should make for a more walkable community. Will a renaissance come to North Union Street? Residents and businesses will have to wait two construction seasons before that answer becomes clear. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.